Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
I have a roof up above me and a good place to sleep. I have food on the table and shoes on my feet. Lord, I know that you love me, and your word I must keep. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
My, oh my, isn't that the truth? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up End Days Truth, strengthening you and getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead, Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. And please know that the I Am has sent me, Brother Johnson, God's watchman, unto you. Amen. I did not give myself that title as God's watchman. The Lord himself gave it to me by his own voice. Amen. And that's the truth. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them. Now for the last days, end times, quick Bible study. King James Version from Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Watchman comment. My. They asked, Tell us, Lord, when? At what time shall these things be? Or more to the point, when are these things to be or to happen? My friends, a sign is something by which a person or a thing is distinguished from others and is known, and like the disciples here, many today want to know when the return of Christ will be. And then, also the big question, when will the end of the world be? So let me tell you this, the end of the world cannot happen until Christ comes for the second and last time. The Bible only teaches a first and second coming. It does not teach anywhere in Holy Scripture of more than two comings. So do not listen to false teachers. Amen. Now, we think those two questions are important. Do we not? Number one, when will Jesus come again? Number two, when will the end of the world be? But. Notice Christ avoided answering those two right off directly by saying what is even more important, and I quote, Christ, Take heed that no man deceive you, end quote. Jesus was saying, discern, have the power of seeing spiritually. And then another stern warning from the Lord in verse 5 came, quote, Many shall come in my name and deceive many, end quote. Then Christ went on to sort of answer questions 1 and 2 in verses 6 through 12. But it takes a spiritual mind to add it all up and see spiritually the answer. But let us suffice, if you can, just grasp on to verse 13 of Matthew chapter 24. And I quote, But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. End Bible quote. My dear listening friends, there is the only answer you need, for you do not need to know when Jesus is coming again, nor do you need to know when the end of the world will be. You just need to endure to the end. And you will be there, saved and ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Enough said. Endure and get right and get ready. Let's get ready together on this program as we endure until the end comes. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. 1:4. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words,
preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light."
"For I call unto my children, saith the Lord. Have I not provided a way for thee? Have I not provided a choice and a path for thee? Have I not provided you everything you need to come to me, saith God? Have I not provided a way for you to have remission of your sins? Oh, my children, my children, my children, come to me, repent and turn and come to me. Do not go to the left, do not go to the right. Do not back up, do not stand still, but come forward to me, saith God. Come forward now. Turn not to the ways of the world. Turn not to men for your answers, but turn to me. Turn to me. Turn to me, saith the Lord God Almighty."
And now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. As always on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word and not the doctrines of mere men. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. "Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you." Watchman comment, "Oh, my dear friends, I just so love that last part of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That means to praise, extol, magnify, celebrate, to do honor, to hold an honor, to impart glory to something, to render it excellent. Amen and amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I doubt there is a better way to receive the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And here is where prophets tie in, verse 10, "of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently." That means the prophets search for salvation anxiously, thoroughly investigating that they might attain the mark of the high calling and not miss that mark. Amen. They didn't want to miss it. How about you? Acts chapter 17, verse 11. "They received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so." My friends, readiness of mind translates zeal, spirit, eagerness. So, my friends, are you ready? If not, you had better get ready in the Spirit of the Lord with all zeal or eagerness toward your salvation. Just let me say this, do not be left behind in anything, my friends, not just your salvation, not the rapture, not in the spiritual giftings. Amen and amen. Don't fall behind in anything. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" In an ethical sense, my friends, that word evil translates just what you think, wicked or bad. But, in a physical sense, that word evil just simply translates spiritually blind. So let's read that verse again, substituting the word spiritually blind for the word evil. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. "If ye then, being spiritually blind, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" James chapter 4, verse 2. "Ye have not, because ye ask not." So get ready, get ready, get ready. "Let he that hath an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith unto you." Amen and amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. Now for our sponsors for tonight's program. Mark, New York, CBK, Illinois, Bobby and Juanita, Virginia, and Art, PA, all obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and together they sent their WOW Walk on Water love gifts into Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797. And they are sponsoring most of this program. I thank all of you for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Father, I just thank you and I praise you and I honor you and I give you the glory. Bless Mark, CBK, Bobby, and Art. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Jehovah Jireh, be their provider. Glory to God. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's what we try to do, the Lord and I, on this program. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you only get on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Where is Obama taking America? Obama lunges toward world government. If you think Obama has already gotten away with cuts in national security and unconstitutional actions, his second term can take us over the cliff like a bunch of lemmings and make us targets for countries that threaten us with nuclear missiles. Will we continue to stop President Obama's move towards restricting U.S. sovereignty and rushing down the road to global governance? Obama has such delusions of his own power that he thinks he can do anything by executive order. Whatever he cannot get Congress to approve, he can just write an executive order and approve it himself. My, oh my. Continuing. ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, says, give kids lesbian book at school. A school district is threatened for requiring parents' permission to learn about gay family. When a kindergarten boy brought home a children's book touting the joys of being a lesbian family, his parents complained to the Woodridge Elementary School, sparking a petition signed by 25 parents in protest. The book, In Our Mother's House, is marketed on Amazon as a book for children ages 6 and up. It touches on the alleged joys, or so-called joys, it's like gay being a misnomer, of being in a homosexual relationship, and what the author believes is society's condemnation of it. Watchman comment. It is not just society, but God's holy word and this watchman that condemns disgustingly sick homosexual relationships. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, King James Version. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's gay men, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, that's homosexuals, lesbians, transvestites, etc., etc., none of these, and those are my words, and here comes the Bible verse, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Continuing. Delaware State, USA, spank a child, go to jail. A law passed on June 19th in the Delaware Senate, Bill 234, could make spanking a child a crime punishable by up to 2 years in jail. The bill is now being reviewed in a judiciary committee in the Delaware General Assembly. The bill, sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Patricia M. Belvins, redefines the term physical injury in the child abuse and neglect laws to broadly include any act, I said any act, that causes pain. Watchman comment, my, oh my, folks, this is a sick, perverted delusion that will raise up uncontrollable super brats who will allow zero adult control to correct them before they become uncontrollable and most likely criminal. You don't believe it? Just wait a few years. If this law is passed by the state house, Delaware would become the first state in the nation to outlaw corporal discipline of children by their parents. A slippery slope to hell, my friends. And putting a parent in jail for disciplining his own child? And for 2 years? This world has gone totally, completely nuts. Continuing. Food stamps, handouts, and the ever-expanding welfare state. In their never-ending efforts to buy votes with other people's money, Democratic politicians, and even some Republicans, have been expanding the welfare state and creating more dependency. This is bad for the overall economy because it means a larger burden of government spending, and it's bad for poor people because it undermines their self-reliance and self-respect. A stark example can be seen in the food stamp program, which has morphed from a handout for the genuinely poor, I said genuinely poor, who might need it, to a widespread entitlement for everyone. including some college students, and for products ranging from luxury coffee to lobster. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
For conservatives, rescuing Obamacare confirms that the Supreme Court is liberal-occupied territory. The argument goes like this. In the late 1960s, conservatives won the battle for the hearts and minds of American voters, so they began a long domination of popular politics, either through Republican presidential landslides or by nudging the Democrats rightwards. Giving up liberals turned their attention to the courts. Because Supreme Court justices are simply educated elites, they were happy to legislate from the bench and accomplish through legal rulings what the Democratic Communist Socialist left couldn't gain through their ballot box. Legalized abortion, then illegalized prayer in schools, etc., etc. Watchman comment. And now that socialism has sneaked through America's back door disguised as Obamacare, which is nothing more than socialized medicine, are you ready to stop going to doctors and hospital germ factories and trust Dr. Jesus yet? If not, you soon will be ready, I guarantee. Continuing. Cesium found in urine of Fukushima children. A small amount of radioactive cesium was found in urine samples from 141 infants and young children in Fukushima Prefecture, home to the crippled Fukushima No. 1 nuclear plant, a research group has said. Three samples had over 10 becquerels of cesium per kilogram, including one with 17.5 becquerels. Up to 10 becquerels were detected in the other 138 samples. The Isotope Research Institute said, the three children found to have the highest levels of cesium were on a steady diet of homegrown vegetables. Watchman comment. But of course they said these levels were too low to cause any problems. Sure, I believe that, don't you? Oh, brother. So what happens as the radioactive cesium accumulates in these poor children and adults who cannot leave the radiation danger area? Accumulative radiation can be just as bad as a large dose, don't you know? Continuing, Obama wants you on food stamps. The Obama administration recently spent $3 million to convince us we will all live healthier lives if we sign up for food stamps. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been running a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, propaganda campaign for several months now. Watchman comment. Now, just why would they want you and me on food stamps? Think now. Do you realize it's the last days, the end times? And if they can get you dependent on the government for your food, it's a gotcha, don't you know? How long then before they require a 6-6 mark on you that will allow you to get your free food? And you won't get it if you don't have it. Unfortunately, you have to sell your soul to get food free once they require the mark. 666. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast. 666. Continuing. DHS gives UC Berkeley armored personnel carrier. An armored personnel carrier used by the U.S. troops to fight insurgents on the battlefield is making its way to the University of California, thanks to a $200,000 grant from the Department of Homeland Security. The 8-ton vehicle, commonly referred to as a Bearcat, is used by U.S. troops on the battlefield and is often equipped with a rotating roof hatch, powered turrets, gun ports, a battering ram, and a weapon system used to remotely engage a target with lethal force. The Bearcat is being provided to law enforcement agencies across America by means of grants obtained also under the DHS's Department of Homeland Security's Urban Areas Security Initiative. Watchman comment, and you think we are still not in the end of days? My. Get your head out of the sand and look around you. Continuing. Merck's deceptive new entertainment product campaign pushes drugs like candy on young children. It is now targeting children with a deceptive new advertising campaign that likens allergy medication to candy. And yet another drug no-no. Your vitamin B12 could contain cyanide. What's in your vitamin B12? If your vitamin label says cyanocobalamin, it is a cheap synthetic chemical made in the laboratory that is produced with cyanide. Low-end manufacturers use this to claim that their product contains vitamin B12. They won't tell you that this form of B12 is bound to a toxic cyanide molecule that must then be detoxified from your body by your liver. Curiously, cyanide is a known poison. Cyanide causes a chemical change that keeps the oxygen from getting into your red blood cells. If you are exposed to even a small amount of cyanide, you will have the following symptoms: rapid breathing or heartbeat, restlessness, dizziness, weakness, headache, eye itching or burning, nausea or vomiting. If you're exposed to a large amount of cyanide, it can cause convulsions and seizures, a very slow heartbeat, loss of consciousness, breathing sensation, and death. Now, is that something you want in your friendly vitamin? Watchman comment. Check to see if cyanocobalamin is on your vitamin labels. I can't pronounce it very good, so let me spell it for you. C-Y-A-N-O-C-O-B-A-L-A-M-I-N. C-Y-A-N-O-C-O-B-A-L-A-M-I-N. Cyanocobalamin, or something like that. The switch from the methyl to the cyanide form of B12 is a result of using charcoal to filter extracts during the isolation of B12. Cyanide in charcoal rapidly converts all natural forms of B12 into the cheaper, more stable, but not better, cyanide form. My, oh my. There was a lot in that, and maybe you didn't understand it, but just be careful of that B12 and where you get it and what's in it. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. I would really appreciate finding your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. And when you write, if you would please pray and ask the Lord about what He would have you send to help keep all Signs programs on the air in July, I'd appreciate it. July is already looking better than June, thank Yahweh. Someday I would like to celebrate my independence like y'all did on July 4th, but from having to ask for support. However, that day is not here yet. Be blessed. Here's my address. Signs spelled S. I-G-N-S, P-O, Box, 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, zip code for the USA, 13797. Thank you for writing. And now a devotional to keep you informed. Matthew chapter 16, verses 17 through 19. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. My friends, Caesarea of Philippi, where Christ Jesus, Yeshua, revealed himself as Messiah to his disciples, was home to the Temple of Pan, P-A-N, a place so demonic that many of the rituals performed there are too horrible to mention in this family devotional. The city sits at the foot of Mount Hermon, which was known as the Rock of the Gods, referring to the many shrines built against it. At the foot of Mount Hermon sat the Temple of Pan, the ruins of which can still be seen there today. In the rear of the temple was a cave with a deep pool, which also still remains there, from which spring water flowed. Ancient pagans, yes, I said pagans, not believers, pagans. The ancient pagans believed that the water symbolized the abyss, and that the cave was a door to the underworld. The cave at the rear of the temple was considered the gate of Hades because it was believed that Baal or Satan would enter and leave the underworld through it. God only knows what kind of unspiritual activity passed through this terrible realm of darkness. It was there, in the most demonic place in Israel, that our Lord, Christ Jesus, Yeshua, chose to reveal through Peter's Spirit-inspired proclamation that he was Messiah, the Son of God. And it was in this place of repugnant darkness and spiritual degeneracy that the Lord announced his intention to build his church, or congregation, if you will. And it was in this hole of hell that he gave us the assurance, quote, the gates of hell will not prevail against his kingdom, unquote. My friends, we also are truly planted where evil dwells, to proclaim and represent the Lord of light, even in the dark times of this earth. Amen. And even now, today, we seem to be witnessing in advance of evil in this world that is unprecedented and is becoming a spiritual flood, reminiscent of the water flood in the days of Noah. How precious and vital are the Lord's words, "The gates of hell will not prevail." Because believing those words, we will stand every single day, and we will overcome the power of Satan. Yes, we will. Now, that's easy, by faith, especially as we continue to pray as the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahweh, taught us, deliver us from evil, not in our own strength or power, but in the power of God given to all his children through his Son. Amen, Yahweh. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear friends. Amen." So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in Wednesday evening to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. For more daily news in text form, like you heard on this program, I just don't have time to get it all in program, folks. It's on my website. Be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. Just like it sounds, all one word, www.signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. Here is the address to write again, SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY, 13797.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, loud and clear, northwestern Ohio on Saturday. Couldn't get you Wednesday, we're in loud, and then you fade it to nothing, or NASA.
Now, a virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. 1-6-0-7-2-0. Let's go back and do it slower. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for being with me here on Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times that you live in right now to get today. Right now, today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to keep this program on the air. Remember, you are loved. Insert I love yous. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.